Hello everyone, and welcome to Katha Potli, the story box for children. Children, imagine you live in a country which is far away. It is a poor country with war, and where girls are not allowed to go to school. But your parents are kind and smart. They think that boys and girls both should go to school, and they want you to go to school too. But you are a girl and it is not allowed. What would you do? This was the experience of a young girl named Malala Yousafzai. Malala was a girl from Pakistan. She was only 11 years old when she started to get noticed for standing up for girls' rights. Malala was brave and strong, and she stood up for what she believed, and as a result, she ended up changing her country and the world. Malala was born on 12th of July 1997 in Mingora, Swat Valley, Pakistan. For the first few years of her life, Malala's hometown was a popular place for people to visit on vacation. People from around the country would visit the town for summer festivals. Unfortunately, the town and the country started to change when a new government took control of that country. A government is a group of people that make decisions about how a country would work and the rules that the people in the country will follow. In Pakistan at that time, Malala was a young girl, a very strict government called the Taliban tried to take control. Malala lived at home with her father and mother when she was a girl. Her father's name was Ziauddin Yousafzai, and he was a schoolmaster at a local school. And he believed strongly in his ideas that all the children should go to school. Malala's mother's name was Turpikai Yousafzai, and she cared for Malala and her siblings. The Taliban told people from Pakistan that they should not let girls go to school anymore. It was an old-fashioned idea that they wanted to bring back to the country. However, Malala's father disagreed with this idea. He thought that all kids should go to school, so that they could learn important life skills and take care of themselves and get good jobs. Malala's father ran one of the last girls' schools that continued to run even though the Taliban government told all the girls' school to shut down. Instead of listening to the government's order, Malala's dad kept letting girls to attend his school, including Malala. He encouraged her to speak about what the government was doing. Malala learned from a very early age that this was very important to girls and to her country. Malala listened to her father, and on September 1, 2008, when she was 11 years old, she gave her first speech at a community hall in Peshawar. The title of her speech was, "How dare the Taliban take away my basic right to education?" It was a speech that was about her opinion that the Taliban government should not close down the girls' school or forbid them from attending. It was a very scary time in Pakistan for people to speak out about the government. The Taliban government was very strict and very powerful. Strict means to people that they have to behave in a certain way and exactly do what they are asked to do. Otherwise, they would get into trouble. They scared Malala and others who spoke out about them and disagreed with what they were doing. Because Malala did not want to get into trouble, she started writing using a fake name to write articles. She wrote articles by the name of Gul Makai. She wrote articles on the internet for a famous news company from Britain called the BBC. Malala wrote about what it was like to live with such a strict government, and the articles were published for people from all around the world to see. She thought she was safe because her identity was a secret. However, someone found out who she was and told other people that it was Malala who was writing these articles. The Taliban government was very angry at Malala for saying bad things about them. They decided that they wanted to kill Malala and her family so that she could not speak out anything about them anymore. Even though Malala was frightened for safety and her family's safety, she didn't think that Taliban government would hurt her because she was a kid. And so she carried on with her speeches. One day, when she was 15 years old and riding the bus home from school, some Taliban people got onto the bus and shot her. She was hurt very badly, but she did not die. Malala needed to go to a special hospital, so she got flown out of her country of Pakistan on an airplane to England. Once she was in England, she was safe from the Taliban government, but she was still very hurt. She had to undergo a number of surgeries in order to get better. She healed very well, and within 1 year, she was able to start going to school again. This time, she stayed in England and went to school there. Later that year, after Malala was feeling better, she was invited to speak by the United Nations in the New York City. It was her first speech after she was attacked. Her topic was on the rights of every child to go to school. She said in her speech that all governments around the world should make policies that allow girls to go to school. Policy means rule or law that allows people to do something. In the speeches she gave after her attack, Malala talked about the courage that she had developed after her injury. Malala received a lot of rewards for her bravery. When she was 15, she published a book about her life called I Am Malala, How One Girl Stood Up for Education and Changed the World. One of the most important awards that she received was the United Nations Human Rights Prize, which is an important award that is given every 5 years. Another important that Malala received was the Nobel Peace Prize. She was 17 when she received it, and she was the youngest person to ever get that award. When Malala won the Nobel Peace Prize, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, said, "Malala is the pride of Pakistan. She made her countrymen proud. Her achievement is unparalleled and unequaled. Girls and boys of the world should take lead from her struggle and commitment." At the same time, former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Malala was a brave and gentle advocate of peace who, through the simple act of going to school, became a global teacher. Today, Malala continues to do her work and try to help children around the world. She has worked hard to raise money so that other girls can go to school. She is now going to university to study philosophy, politics, and economics. These are subjects that teach people how the world works and how to make it a better place through rules and policies. Malala plans to continue to work to make the world a better place for all the children. She also wants to keep making sure that girls all around the world can go to school. Is there something that you think would make the world a better place? Is there something that you notice is unfair to yourself, your family, or to others? Think about the things that would be good to change in the world around you to make the world a fair and positive place for all the people. Perhaps there are people you know that don't have a lot of money, or people that are not treated well. If there are things in the world that you think should be changed, you can change them. Malala was taught from a young age that there is power in words and in speaking up for what you believe in. If there are things you can see that would make the world better, you can help by speaking to others about what you believe and by standing up for those who need help. It is important that we all think about the things we can do to make the world a better place. And it is important that we have courage to speak about the things that are unfair or unkind. Courage means to be brave even when you are scared. Malala was brave by standing up for girls' rights to go to school, even when the Taliban government told her not to. She continued to speak about this even if it meant that she may get hurt, because she knew it was an important topic. Going to school is one of the most important ways that people can learn to create a good life for themselves and others. So it is equally important that both boys and girls go to school. We can all learn from Malala about the importance of education and about the importance of conviction, or staying true to your beliefs. Even when it is difficult, it is important to stick what you believe in and work towards creating a positive world for yourself and others. Malala's bravery had many positive impacts. One of the most important things that happened because of her bravery was the attention that her story brought to the issue about girls going to school in Pakistan. As a result, Pakistan created its very first right to education bill, which said that all children have the right to go to school. So, children, you tell me, what would you like to do to change the world for the better? What can you do to stand up for others and make the world a better place like Malala? Do write your answers to me on my email ID kathapotli@gmail.com, and I will ensure that I read out one of the letters in my next podcast. So stay tuned for more stories and more excitement, and subscribe to my podcast. Bye. Take care.